Global Currency Reset Comment, January 28, 2018, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Everyone wants me to comment on this, but what is there to say? It's like orphans waiting for Father Christmas. All these good people who have invested their life's savings in junk bonds without realizing that they are junk bonds. Waiting patiently day after day, week after week, and month after month for the RV. When the RV comes, it's all going to be peaches and cream. When the RV comes, miracles will abound. Peace will reign. The humble will be raised up. The evil will be cast down. We will all dance and sing. It will be a great, great day when the RV comes. Okay, well. All fiat currencies are bonds, and bonds are IOUs issued by specific governments. If the government goes down, how much do you think their IOUs are worth? Maybe, just maybe, the successor governments will honor, and be able to honor, the promises of their predecessors. I don't think so. Those promises were never realistic to begin with, and nothing is going to make them so now. At least, nothing that I know of. Zadok from Planet Zeon, B might show up and change the balance of things, that's true, but I am not betting on it. Remember that I am a flat-footed little Midwestern girl who grew up dodging cow patties out in the back pasture and having my uncles ask me funny questions like who's on first? I am not, it is true, the one to take things on faith. I hang back and wait for deeds to prove words and for facts to be verified. I long ago learned that the devil uses our virtues just as expertly as he plays our vices, and that tends to keep my head firmly screwed on at all times. And in the case of Dinar and Zim and all the rest, what I see is a devil's playpen, where he can play the script either way, appeal to the egalitarian instincts of the good to want to have money to do good, and appeal to the crass instincts of the greedy not caring about the people in places like Iraq and Zimbabwe, who together with their country's natural resources, would be the ones paying off these huge debts, get them going and coming both ways, you see. The good and the greedy, both equally motivated to buy, creating a feeding frenzy, and giving value to promises that are essentially either A, immoral, or B, worthless, and frankly, I can't see any good coming out of either one of those options. But, you are asking the wrong person for a number of reasons. First, I don't believe in money. To me, it's all just different kinds and colors of casino chips. Second, if I believe in a real, true, honest redistribution of wealth, I know it has to happen via a different process. First and foremost, it has to happen by debt forgiveness and reinvestment. You can't take a bunch of sharks from different countries, throw them in a small swimming pool, and expect harmony and agreement and constructive work to be accomplished, and that is pretty much my take on what really goes on in the GCR committee. Everyone talks the talk, nobody walks the walk. Not really. The elephant in the room is America. The real America. The one revealed in America, some assembly required, the nation states and people. Why? We are / were the primary source, not the only source, but the primary source, of all that wealth that was supposed to be distributed. You know, the missing holders of all the world's debts, the value of all territorial and municipal governments on Earth, plus all the wealth of their franchises. All belongs, technically, to the actual government of this country, because we had variable crooks working here and they used our abandoned accounts to stash their loot for decades, and they set up all their franchises under our delegated authority, because that is what they abused to build their whole empire. Imagine the situation. You come home and find your entire hometown stuffed full to bursting with gold and silver, receipts for gold and silver, emeralds and diamonds, fine art, and Lord only knows. And part of that is legitimately yours, legitimately your inheritance, fair and square. But certain other people, in order to get control and distribute all the rest of it, decided to just cut you out of the picture, and pretend that you never came home. Yeah, it was more convenient that way, left more for everyone else, and besides, everyone else in the world was trained to hate your guts and blame you for all the atrocities and wars for profit, violence, pollution, and criminality, the drugs and the booze, And the whores, it was all racked up and blamed on you, at the same time you were being lied to, used and abused, worked and taxed to death by the same crowd that was lying to the whole rest of the world about you. Sweet. Well, well, well. Turns out that the British monarchs and the popes are the ones actually responsible for all this rot, with an also culpable award going to the members of the territorial and municipal United States Congresses since 1860. So where does that leave us? With a whole lot of spiderweb trails of accounts and mirrored accounts, with hordes of historical assets that belong to actual people being illegally seized upon by banks, with land claims that are completely specious, with bogus trusts and bogus transmitting utilities and bogus foreign situs trusts as far as the eye can see, and, almost, every government on earth knee-deep in the kimchi. That's the good news and the bad news, because if you stop and think about it, good people wound up in control of the situation, and they will forgive all the bogus debts and share out the profits and not according to a shark fest, but according to the simple fact that there was never any reason or need for anyone to suffer or go without. There has always been far more than enough for everyone on earth to have good food, water, homes, electricity, indoor plumbing, hospitals, schools, beautiful parks, farms, public buildings, and everything else we could want or need always. There has never been any real reason for all this suffering. Ever. And there is no need for anyone to take a bath on Zim and Dinar investments, nor is there any need for those poor countries to have to pay off on these investments. It's all just the stuff that dreams, or nightmares, are made of, and at the end of the day, those who invested for good reasons will have their ability to do good in full measure abounding, and those who invested for the sake of greed, they will have their just reward, too. I have no doubt that a greater hand is at work, making sure that a true and just redistribution of wealth will take place, and an end to all the grief and lies. I just don't expect it to happen by an arbitrary global reset of the value of casino chips. I expect it to happen by the entire world waking up, looking around, and realizing that yes, Virginia, there is enough, more than enough, for everyone to have what we need, and more than enough to build good dreams. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.